Amen. Were you there? Were you there? Oh, how wonderful. We're glad. We're so thankful, Jesus, that you were willing to humble yourself and bear the pain and the suffering of the cross, that you might be raised again in resurrection glory. The psalm from our reading today fits right in with Easter, and I'm going to read it to you out of the Message Bible. All together now, applause for God. Woo! Sing songs to the tune of His glory. Set glory to the rhythms of His praise. Woo! I love it. And from the King James. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of His name. Make His praise glorious. Make a joyful noise. What kind of noise is that? It means to shout the praises of God. It means to split the ears with sound. It means to shout, blow an alarm, cry aloud, triumph. We all can do that, even if we don't have choir-like voices, right? Amen. And the choir can do it beautifully, right? Amen. But the rest of us, we're supposed to make a joyful noise and sing forth in the honor of His name. That sing in the Hebrew actually means clapping, striking the fingers, or striking the fingers to an instrument. So you have your instruments with you this morning, those palms that we learned about last Sunday. We're going to raise them high to God and strike them together. We're going to celebrate with our hands and with our voices and make His praise glorious. That means His praise will be full of splendor. And that's what we have the opportunity of doing this morning, and we're going to start with a great song. Celebrate. Let's celebrate God.
Amen.